The Volume.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The deep sea is closer than you think at Monterey Bay Aquarium. Into the deep, exploring our undiscovered ocean, open Saturday, April 9th. This new exhibit will give you the experience of descending from the ocean surface through the dark abyss to the seafloor, and a rare look at the animals that thrive in the depths. Into the Deep features species displayed for the first time anywhere. Some so new to science, they have yet to be named. Don't miss it. Buy tickets and reserve your day at MontereyBayAquarium.org.
Okay, recording.
You have a story to tell, and maybe you've thought, I should start a podcast. Meet Anchor. It's a powerful app that lets you record a podcast anywhere and get it heard everywhere. All you need to do is download the free Anchor app and hit record. Just go to anchor.fm/get started. Make a podcast with Anchor. That's anchor.fm/get started.
Great. I think we got it.
The future is in the air at your local Nike store. Nike Air Max is more than a shoe. It's a state of mind. It's a space where spirit and self-expression rule. It's a legacy of our most iconic designs. This year, for Air Max Day, we're celebrating 35 years of creativity and innovation. Share your love of the Air Collection and shop at your local Nike store. The next big thing is out there. Push the boundaries and showcase your unique style with the legacy of Air Max.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody. Welcome in to our Friday morning podcast. Matt Mosley, All Things Cowboys, chronicles what has been a dreadful offseason for Dallas. No other way to put it. But first, fake questions, real answers. stuff I want to talk about, but don't want to wait for you to ask me the question. Dear Colin, a lot of NFL moves. Any really surprising? Yeah, I'm surprised the media is not acknowledging how badly Aaron Rodgers' drama hurt the Packers. Marquise Valdez-Scantling went to the Chiefs late Thursday. Does everybody realize the number one receiver for the Green Bay Packers heading into next year is Allen Lazard? Just think about this. The LA Rams wide receiving core is Cooper Kupp, 170 catches, Allen Robinson, Van Jefferson, OBJ. Allen Lazard would not be a 1, 2, 3, or 4 receiver for the Rams. The Buccaneers have Mike Evans as a 1, Chris Godwin as a 2, Russell Gage as a 3, Scotty Miller as a 4. Allen Lazard wouldn't be a 1, 2, 3, or 4 for the Bucs. Does everybody understand what's happening in Green Bay? Aaron Rodgers' decision to be the highest paid player in the league has gutted his receiving core. Congratulations, Aaron, for getting your money. Dear Colin, you are really poking people in the ribs on Lincoln Riley and USC. What do you see that others don't? Well, I've had a theory forever. I wrote about it in my first book called the Say It Out Loud Theory. I tell my kids this all the time. Write it on paper, your dreams, your goals, your conflicts, and say them out loud. Let me ask you, if I say to you, Kyrie Irving and James Harden, two ball-centric guards, are going to play on the same team. Does that sound like it's going to work? No, it never did. They couldn't get through the All-Star break. If I said to you, the biggest brand in college football on the West Coast hire the best offensive coach in a sport that's trending offense, do you think it'll work? Lincoln Riley's the Sean McVay of college football, the biggest brand on the West Coast, in the weakest conference. Oklahoma Sooner fans are clueless. Of course it's going to work. Say what Oklahoma's doing out loud. The best offensive coach and their star quarterback left, replaced by a longtime assistant, as they eventually head to the SEC. Does that sound like multiple national championships? Folks, if you ever have a dilemma, write it down, say it out loud. You'll get your answer. Dear Colin, why do you talk so often and so lovingly about LeBron James? People want to talk about Ja Morant. No, they don't. Spotify is a great barometer of how people listen to music. It used to be, hey, people want a variety of music. Not anymore. 90% of the music played on Spotify is by 1% of the artists. It used to be that people wanted new music. I want new hip beats. 70% of the music played on Spotify. 70%, we looked it up, is considered old music. What does that mean? People aren't looking for new artists and new music. They like familiarity, stuff they can sing to in the car, stuff they can listen to that takes them back to a special time in their life. Ja Morant is simply too new. Unless you're a diehard NBA fan sitting around on YouTube all day, you don't know who Ja Morant is. Find somebody in your family that doesn't live, breathe, and eat sports. Tell them if they've heard of Ja Morant. They have no idea who he is. LeBron is basically the Beyonce of basketball. It's familiar. I can sing to it. It makes me feel good. Dear Colin, what were you most surprised about from your excellent interview with Mark Cuban earlier this week? Thank you. I thought it was excellent too. He said that TikTok, the rapid presentation of TikTok and sports highlights is the future because younger generations don't have the attention span to watch full games. Mark's got three different kids, right? The pushback he got for saying that is remarkable. First, golden rule. If a billionaire says something and you disagree, he's mostly going to be right. That's why he's a billionaire. He didn't win a scratch-off game. It's years and years of brain power. Secondly, I have six kids. None of them watch television. All of them are on TikTok. Mark Cuban is absolutely right, and it surprises me at the pushback. Mark Cuban owns an NBA team. He is fully aware of how people consume the games. And once the iPhone was invented, we get everything from sports to news instantly, urgently, succinctly, and edited. People are not watching, outside of the NFL, full games. In fact, 20 years ago when I started at ESPN, I got some data which was surprising. Do you know the average length of time people watch an NFL game? Now, the average game lasts 3 hours and 45 minutes. What's the average length of the time people watch an NFL game? And that's the most watched sport easily in America. 61 minutes. You think kids now, with the attention spans they have, are sitting around watching sports? They want highlights. They want it from AI and TikTok. Mark Cuban is right. Why are we arguing with him? Dear Colin, Tyreek Hill via the Chiefs to the Dolphins was a major move this week. What was your interpretation of how the media handled it? I'm always surprised when the media makes the same mistakes over and over and over. I've said this about point guards that can't shoot. John Wall, Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook, they all age poorly. Why can't we learn from our mistakes? If you're under 6'4 and can't shoot, you will age poorly. It's the same thing with a team giving up 5 draft picks and $200 million for a speedy receiver. Go look at the last 10 Super Bowl champs. Did they have the fastest wide receiver in the game? No, they all had great coaches, really high-end quarterbacks, pass rushes, and good enough weapons. Listen, I like Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins. You could give me an F1 racing car. I don't know how to drive it. You can give Tua the fastest wide receiver on the planet. He can't get the ball to him consistently. This is still a bad owner, an unremarkable GM, a rookie head coach, and a C-minus quarterback. Why are we making the mistake that Kansas City suddenly is going to tank and Miami's taking over the world? Tua is the quarterback. We do this all the time. We fall for the better story. We fall for the bigger headline. Tyreek Hill is a $30 million chandelier in a rundown mansion. If you look at the organizational structure of the Dolphins, it's a mess. They just fired a successful coach after 2 years. Bring in my buddy Matt Mosley, longtime Cowboys writer, co-hosts Doomsday Podcast with Ed Werder. I have never felt the Cowboys are poorly run. I never have. I think they're competently run and have had a fairly keen eye on draft day the last several years. But I got to be honest. Weapons, O-line, pass rush, all feel worse this morning. I feel like, Matt, they got caught flat-footed a little bit in this free agency period. That's my perspective from the outside. You got boots on the ground in Dallas. Does it feel like that to you a little?
I think that's accurate. And what really got my attention was what happened. It was almost like I had gone on a spring break trip. It was almost like the Cowboys had gone on one, too. The Randy Gregory situation was, they can try to explain it away. It was a major embarrassment to the organization, the way it went down. And with the backdrop of the family drama, the Rich Dalrymple voyeurism charges, allegations, as well as an embarrassing story for Jerry that he apparently has a child that no one's known about. Out there and has maybe been making some payments, but had not much of a relationship with, if any. when you weigh everything that's going on, I think it made the Cowboys look even worse. And one of the things I think when you think they have competent, and I would agree with you up to a certain extent, I think some of these drafts have been okay. But one of the reasons Jerry loves being on so much and loves being at the combine that sometimes I think we get confused by his accessibility is like it equates to some level of competence. And I don't know if that's always correct. And I will say the one to me, now Jerry has to be embarrassed about all this other stuff out there. But I think some of the negative stuff that happened with the on the field free agency type stuff falls on Steven. And I think Steven is going to have to answer for some of these things. And right now, when you look at what everybody else is doing, and some of these Cowboys, by the way, you said the O-line, they've ended up on the Miami Dolphins O-line. You look at what some of the other teams have done, and the Cowboys don't seem to be keeping up. So I think the criticism is accurate and necessary.
Well, the most impressive member of the family I've met is Charlotte Jones. I think she's really nimble, really good public speaker. I've met her a couple of times. Don't know Steven particularly well, but I think they've drafted fairly well. But there's always been sort of an understanding. And again, this isn't stuff I talk about, but there's always been an understanding of Jerry's personal life. Michael Irvin joked about it years ago. He's got a tumbler. He's got a cocktail with him. He's out at night. He's bouncing around Dallas. Wasn't that sort of always understood? Or am I reaching here? I mean, I kind of feel like it's always been understood.
It's understood what he's up to, and he likes to have a good time. And I don't think in our coverage of him that's ever been. I mean, you know, part of the deal, if there is a deal in place, is that he's so accessible and so helpful and transparent in a lot of ways. I don't think maybe he's received as much backlash as maybe some owners who would be out and about and having a good time. But when a story surfaces like what happened to his, and to give you a little more background, he just lost his longtime assistant, Marilyn, who was with him even before the Cowboys. And this was a family member to him. And this is someone incredibly important in his life, off field, on field, everything. She handled, she was his executive assistant, and he was extremely close to her. So in the last couple of months, she died, sadly, and Rich Dalrymple is now gone or retired. And obviously it looks now because of this embarrassing story. So I'm just saying, yes, there's an understanding that he can kind of go do whatever he wants to do. But because of the stories that have surfaced now, people don't have as much of a feeling of, oh, yeah, Jerry can just be Jerry. That's sort of disappeared. And so I unfortunately or whatever, he's going to be covered differently. And that's a huge change for all of us.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Take a shot on college hoops this March, and right now we're in March, with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new or already have an account with FanDuel, all customers get a risk-free bet on the bracket. Sign in to the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Claim yours today. If you're new to FanDuel, sign up. Promo code's always Colin, C-O-L-I-N, to get in on the action. And with cash out, the ball's in your court, so you can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. There's no better place to place a bet in the tournament than FanDuel Sportsbook. Join now, promo code Colin. Or if you already have an account, sign into the FanDuel Sportsbook app to claim your risk-free bet today. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan 1-877-HOP P-E-N-Y or text H-O-P-E-N-Y 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Red line 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers, drive sales, manage your day-to-day, reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase. Shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah, you know, the Brian Schottenheimer employment as special consultant, it feels kind of desperate. I mean, honestly, from the outside, I'm like, listen, man, they've had a rough couple months. Schottenheimer was just run out of Jacksonville. I mean, I don't know. I maybe it's the Zeke contract. The league is becoming a pass rush and weapons league. I look at Dallas today, and to me, they're not a top 15 team in the league. I mean, seriously, top of my head. Rams, Bucks in the NFC. Bills, Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. I think today, Denver, Chargers, Raiders, San Francisco. I mean, I start adding these teams up. Am I too negative? I feel like they've taken a major step back.
I was really hoping you would just name all the players from those rosters. I'm really mesmerized by your ability to do that. But the only place I think you're maybe being a bit too negative, and I don't really have any problem with anybody being negative about the Cowboys, but is that they really only lost one member of the defense. I mean, we can debate the Amari Cooper thing and how much of a loss that was. But on defense, Randy Gregory is gone. He had 6 sacks last season, and he looked really good. And that is an embarrassment, what happened. But that embarrassment probably shouldn't overshadow the fact that they bring DeMarcus Lawrence back. We'll see what Fowler brings. He's been a decent pass rusher. They brought all their safeties back, and they've brought their pretty much the rest of the defensive line and linebackers. So I think probably the most dramatic improvement in the identity of the team became a big play scoring defense. And I don't think, Colin, that's changed that much. Their numbers would suggest that they had some kind of great offense, but we know how fraudulent a lot of that was because of who they did it against, and that they go 6-0 against their division opponents every year. But if I was going to make an argument against what you're saying, that they're maybe not a top 15 team, I would just say with Dan Quinn in this defense, that I could make an argument that they might be a top 5 defense. And if that still stands for something, then I think they're going to be more than just a top, you know, they're actually in the top 15.
You know, you look around at this free agency period, it's just batshit crazy. When I saw that Tyreek Hill, forget the dollar figure, went for 5 draft picks. I mean, I honestly was reading it on the air live. I'm like, Russell Wilson got 5 draft picks. In the end, they let Cedric Wilson and Amari Cooper go. So that tells you they believe CeeDee Lamb is a number one. I'm not disputing that. He can have the drops, but he is a number one talent. They believe Gallup is a strong 2, and they'll probably draft a receiver. That would make sense to me. My takeaway before Michael Gallup got hurt, not a great route runner, big kid who runs well. But are you surprised they have that much faith in Michael Gallup coming off the ACL? I am a little.
Yeah, but I think it's more of disappointment. They had a chance to move off the Amari contract than even what they think of Gallup. I think they think a lot of him, And I think when, if he can get right, and the problem is, I don't know when he's going to be ready, but when he's right, as far as like high pointing footballs, I mean, Amari Cooper was one of those maddening guys. I mean, he, you know, the numbers, the route running, he was a tremendous route runner. He would go on the road and just completely disappear in games. And for some reason, he functioned better at home. He just had a, he was not consistent. And the thought of him being a $20 million a year receiver's crazy. And now, and I think you've said this on your podcast and TV show, these other teams, what happened with the Bengals with getting Chase, we're seeing so many teams get tremendous, the Dolphins with Waddle, getting tremendous wide receivers in the draft, that it's a little bit like we saw with running back. I mean, there's just, and that's why it's so shocking to see Tyreek and some of these receivers get monster deals, because some teams, like the Chiefs, obviously, believe you can just land these guys in the draft, much like it started to, we started to think of running back. So I think your first thing you said was right. They think maybe they can find somebody at 24 or even in the second round that'll be fine at wide receiver. Think Tyquan Thornton. Okay, Colin, you can look him up later to see what university he went to. But think of a speedy, yeah, there you go, speedy guy like a Tyquan Thornton or somebody like that. But I will say this, Gallup is, when healthy, we'll see if he gets back to that. There's some thought that he could be as productive as Amari Cooper. And the problem with Cooper is he's either way on or way off. There's not a 70, 80 yards a game kind of guy. He's not like one of these Chiefs receivers or some of these places, Bills, even Vikings, that you wake up and you're like, oh, that guy's going to get me 90 to 120 yards every week. Cooper went weeks and months at a time without getting you over 100 yards. But because he was from Alabama, and at one point, once you're labeled as some kind of great wide receiver, it's hard to lose that. So that just was a complete money dump. But I think it's still perplexing to Cowboys fans that even knowing that, we know they're trying to move guys in the NBA. We know in the NFL they're trying to move guys, and that you still end up getting huge return for them. And they basically got nothing for Amari Cooper other than getting him off the books.
3 years ago, if you'd have done a poll in Dallas, Dak would be the most popular player. Zeke would be number two. And at the time, Amari would be number three. He emerged, right, when he came over. This morning, and Cowboy fans have been at this long enough where, I mean, you do get some fanaticism. How are Dak and Zeke viewed holistically in the league now? If you went to an average Cowboy fan and said, how good is Dak? How good is Zeke? Are fans coming to terms in Dallas with Zeke is really now a liability because of his contract, and Dak, it's been confirmed, is a B quarterback?
I think they're not there with Dak. Zeke, yes. I mean, if they could move off that. I mean, unfortunately, nobody will trade for a running back that makes that much. They had an escape on Amari. They can't get out of the Zeke thing. And it's really become another embarrassing moment for the team, because they have to start each year pumping him up and doing basically a PR. And they've already got all sorts of other PR issues. Dak, because of the nature of who he plays for, and some of the numbers he's put up, in the way he's covered from a media perspective, he's at too high a profile place, and he's done too much as far as numbers are concerned to end up being viewed as a B quarterback at this point. Now, if he has another down season, what he has going for him is last year was all about the unbelievable return from a horrible injury. And so that has provided some cover for him. And so yes. I think he's viewed still as an A quarterback. And there'll be some people out there that try to make some argument that he's around the top five or top seven quarterback in the league. I don't know if I'm one of those people. And I was the biggest Dak guy. Golly. I mean, when he came,
you were big.
No, he was just an unbelievable story. But part of it, and I've always tried to explain this to you, was being around him so much as a rookie and covering him so closely. I was amazed at the leadership and the intangibles. And when you kind of see that up close and see how people respond to him, and by the way, that's still the case.
Yeah.
But some of the on-field stuff was very concerning this past season. So
like what?
Just the inaccuracy, the turnovers, the mistakes, the way the playoffs ended, the way, you know, you think you Garoppolo, you know, you go into a playoff game, you think you should have that advantage, and you don't. You don't end up having that advantage. And I think what happens is these players have the past weighs on them, in the sense that Romo went through his period of time and never got it done as a playoff quarterback, although he put up huge numbers. And so Dak has to wear that a little bit. And so sometimes you think after a season, well, he's less like Romo. He's going to be great. He's fine. And then and this is such a huge season for him because he's making enormous money, but he's age 28, soon be 29. And while that's still peak and should be in your prime, I don't think he can afford one of these middling type seasons. Again, there are enough sort of coverage and fanaticism, as you would call it, sycophants, as some others would call it, that love this team and the way they cover it so much that they'll go, by the time he ends up next season, he'll be talked about as like a top five. And then he's got to go out and prove it. I haven't completely closed the door on that happening. I mean, like, he's still far from like where we are with like a Baker Mayfield or somebody like that today.
Oh, no. Yeah. But I always said he's a more popular Kirk Cousins. We just like him more. I want to throw another topic to you. This is non-football, but football. So the stories are fairly well documented in the press that Troy Aikman was bothered by Tony Romo's contract. Tony signed that big $17 million a year contract. It rankled Aikman. And, you know, I try to stay out of that stuff, but it was written four or five times. And reportedly, he makes about a dollar more than Tony Romo now or something like that. In Dallas, who is viewed more favorably, Aikman or Romo? How are they viewed in the city you live?
Well, it really comes down to sort of an age thing, but for anybody 45 and older, it's Aikman and it's not close. Now, if we're talking about like who's the better broadcaster or whatever, we could have that debate. But in terms of the level of respect, I'll say 40 and over. I Aikman, because at least those people, I guess actually 35 and over, kind of has some memory of.
How's Romo viewed in Dallas, I guess? He's very popular nationally. Is Romo popular in Dallas locally?
Yeah, sure. Sure. It's a different kind of respect level. He's popular and people like him. And he's a very likable guy. And I covered him closely on the beat for the morning news and got to know him extremely well. So I watched that one very close over the years. But I was at the wedding, Colin, and got to hear the Coldplay cover band really get after it.
Wow.
Yeah. If you ever want to hear some of those stories. Beautiful wedding, by the way. But I think it's just not, it doesn't even rival Aikman. You know, there's a Staubach Aikman thing in this town, even though Roger just turned 80, that's just beyond anything anybody could imagine. It's just, they're beloved and respected, whereas Tony is liked and enjoyed. And I think I didn't think he was going to be this celebrated immediately as a broadcaster. I thought he was being put in a tough situation. And think what he's done. He's brought, like, Nance is like having fun again. And Nance is, I mean, it's just kind of a whole different kind of dynamic than I thought would happen that quickly. And it's worked. And I think you're right, though. I think Aikman given the opportunity. I think it probably bothered his ego. And I don't know what he was making at Fox, but I think it probably bothered his ego a little bit to be, let's guess, $7 million a year behind Tony, whatever, 12, you know, 10 million, who knows? I think that really probably annoyed him, although he's a very gracious type. I mean, you've had him on many times and you have a good relationship.
Yeah, no, very nice guy. I just, all this stuff has been so discussed by radio TV critics. And it's not something we talk about in the halls of Fox. Like, he left. It's a bummer. But, you know, we got it. You know, he's nobody was shocked that he had a market. You know, he's Troy Aikman. But it is interesting when I read the Aikman Romo stories, like if they were in the same room, would they be gracious? And there's not some rivalry,
no,
right?
I think Troy and Roger have both been great to the quarterbacks and have been there if they needed them. And that's just Troy. He may be wired to privately not like the situation and how much Romo was making and all, but he's totally fine. When I think about all those dynamics, there was only one dynamic that was always kind of interesting after Romo was out, because I feel like he didn't think Garrett stood by him. So there was an interesting, for a while, I think, a Romo Garrett rift. But as far as Troy, and now that Troy's maybe making whatever close to Tony, I think they'll be back to being fine. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Money solves a lot of issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it really does. All right, Mosley, you're busy. Doomsday Podcast with Ed Werder. You're very busy. Who do you like in the tournament? This will air Friday morning, so somebody may get knocked out. I think Arizona's the best team I've seen. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll win. Villanova's built to win because they play defense, guards, wings, bigs. They're not terribly big, but Villanova's never big. They won a national title. Their biggest guy was 6'9.5". So Villanova, I'll tell you a team that's interesting. If you could reseed the tournament, UCLA, and I watched them six times. They're a baseball throw from my house. Man, I was blown away with them last weekend.
Yeah, that's interesting, because watching UCLA in person last year in that amazing game against Gonzaga, I'll always thank them because I think they wore out Gonzaga a little bit. I think with my alma mater, Baylor, no longer in the tournament, Kentucky, others checking out, I think the Duke thing is I think that's a fascinating thing to watch. What Duke, Texas Tech. But I would, I think the Zags, I think Mark Few, sometimes you think of storylines that are just sort of amazing, and he's been knocking on the door. I mean, they're literally the best tournament team. They just don't ever win the whole dang thing.
Yeah,
they win more than anybody.
Yeah.
And I thought they would do it with Kispert and Suggs and those guys.
Yep.
Of course, my Bears got in the way, which I'll always celebrate. But I think now there's just not that team you just talked about, Villanova, and I have huge respect for Jay Wright. They played Baylor early in the season. I know they're a different team. Okay. But Baylor held them to 34 points or 36 points in that game. They can't score like you need to score in these things.
Right.
And again, some of the teams like Kentucky that are extremely, extremely athletic. But that's a great story. You bring it up Arizona. I mean, the guy from Gonzaga. It's kind of wild that a guy can leave that program after many, many years and step into another program and immediately be poised to win this tournament. So I wouldn't be totally shocked, but sometimes people need to be rewarded for greatness. And Coach K, that would be a fun story, all that kind of stuff. But Mark Few, I think it's time. And I felt bad for Mark. He got a DUI, I think, this past off season. I think he's a tremendous guy. And I hated that for him, that he had that kind of negative press. So I know I'm not jumping out on a limb, but I just think this is Gonzaga's time. And then we can watch that big 7-footer who weighs about 95 pounds.
Chet Holmgren.
He can do some fun stuff. So, and Timmy's from where I am. Timmy's from, he's from the greater Dallas area. He's from Richardson Pierce. And Baylor embarrassed him last year. I think he's back for revenge. And I like the Zags.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Yeah, it's nice to be with you. I've missed you. Okay. And I hope you hope you can see the shacket that I'm rocking today. This is a new thing we're doing in Texas, kind of a half jacket, half shirt. And it's really, I think it's done some good things for me.
Okay, you're funny. All right, buddy, I got to do another podcast.
Always, always. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Volume.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure to download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You may think the NFL season is over, but now it's Tapeheads draft season. And this NFL podcast gives you the inside slant on all the top prospects. Hi, I'm Bob Wischusen. Starting March 1st, I'll be joined by NFL Films' Greg Cosell, who studies the tape and provides the real story on which prospects fit which system and which are likely to make the most impact in the National Football League. Listen to Tapeheads draft season, premiering March 1st on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jacob Goldstein. I used to host Planet Money. Now I'm starting a new show. It's called What's Your Problem? Every week on What's Your Problem, entrepreneurs and engineers describe the future they're going to build once they solve a few problems. I'm talking to people trying to figure out how to do things that no one on the planet knows how to do, from creating a drone delivery business to building a car that can truly drive itself. Listen to What's Your Problem on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.